And a pleasant good morning live from the KGGF studios. I'm Sam Speck, joined in studio by Coffeyville Public Library's Rachel Rose. Rachel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Always enjoy having the public library in, most likely Rachel Rose, but any of the members over there giving us the lowdown on everything that's going on. Some great stuff coming up here for the holiday season as well. But man, Rachel, I'll tell you what, we got a couple of days till Christmas time. I'm very, very excited. You said you're going up to Fredonia, a little bit of Independence, kind of traveling around. Do you have any other family coming in, or are you going to be the family traveling?
I'm the family traveling. That's what we get this year. Possibly next year, if everybody coming to see us, who knows?
Well, hey, you don't have to clean up the mess, right?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
You get to walk in, the food will already be in the oven, and you don't have to clean it up. So very cool. I'm glad that you were able to squeeze us in before the holiday season as well. But right now, for the rest of December, you guys have got a canned food drive going on over there at the public library. So let's just go ahead and start for the listeners, exactly what it is exactly that you guys are looking for to donate. Obviously, non-perishable or canned foods, but exactly, there is some guidelines with that as well.
Yeah. For every item that people donate, it's a $1 credit to any overdue fines that they may have. We're looking for canned goods, non-perishable items, we do ask, make sure you check the dates on them, because a couple of times people will bring stuff in and they've been a little bit out of date. Like, we can't give these to the food banks, I'm sorry. So that will last until the end of December, so the 31st, and then after that, we will all the proceeds will go to either Salvation Army or Genesis here in town.
Wow, very cool. Well, hey, all of the the bookworms out there that may have held onto a book for a little bit too long, what a perfect opportunity to get those fines pushed back down and everything. So, with canned food drives, there's either one destined location or a couple. Do you guys have a specific box to drop them off? Is it right at the front door of the library, or where would people go to make these
Yeah,
donations?
It's they come in. They give us their name, and we can look or their library card, and we can look them up and see if they have any fines, and then we'll take whatever canned goods. Even if they don't have fines, if they want to donate, and it'll go to some good causes. It's a way to give back to the community, because fines are a little necessary evil, but we're more than happy to find reasons to waive them.
Yeah, and what a great incentive to do it as well, because I'm a technology reader. I read a lot of magazines and articles through phones. I don't go check out a whole lot of books, but my girlfriend does. She uses the library quite a bit. It happens. You hang on to a book. Having that forgiveness, yeah, you're right. It's kind of this little side note thing. It's an incentive, but this is truly an opportunity to give back to the community, doing a great thing. And then you had mentioned as well that, the Salvation Army, it's a national project, but at the same time, those funds stay within here in Coffeyville.
Yeah, I know that Salvation Army always strives that everything that comes into the Coffeyville branch of Salvation Army, it stays in Coffeyville.
Yeah.
So that's a good reason to give.
Well, and it is the giving season as well.
Yes.
It's Christmas time, it's the giving season, and as you had mentioned, obviously check the dates, but I know me, even personally, I've only been living on my own for about 4 or 5 years now, and I've had cans that have sat up in the cupboard for that same 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely check the dates, but at the same time with that, everybody's got those cans that have been sitting around for a while, whether, it's green beans, whether it's corn, it's subtle things like that that could make a monstrous difference into the eyes of a family, especially at this time. Again, it's Christmas time. There's some families that even struggle to put that meal on the table, and to have this is very inspiring. So kind of is this your guys' first year kind of doing this incentive based thing, or have you guys always kind of done a canned food drive?
We've been doing this for several years now. I've only been, this is my third Christmas here. We've been doing it as long as I've been here. I think it precedes me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's I'm not sure when it started, but I know we've been doing it for a while.
It's one thing I love about Coffeyville as well. I've only lived here under a year. You know, this is my first Christmas in this area. In the 8 months that I've lived here, it's a very neighborly feel. It is. It's a very neighborly feel.
Very welcoming here.
Yeah, when I got when I first moved up to North Dakota, they're like, oh, it's North Dakota nice. And it's very similar down here in southeastern Kansas. The Kansas kind, I think, is what they call it. And it is. Mm-hmm. People are very neighborly. They give back. And this, again, is I'm sure you guys have... you know, already had a good outreach with it. But for our listeners that don't know, again, here's a good opportunity to go up into your cupboard, find a couple of things. If you got an overdue book, here's a good opportunity to get those fines pushed back down a little bit.
Yeah, and there has been a couple of incidences where a patron will donate things and they don't have any fines. So we'll apply them to maybe a child's fines.
How cool.
Yeah, so it's a nice, even if you don't have fines, we want to... find a way to use that somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Again, the library hooking it up with the canned food drive. Real quick, for the listeners maybe just now tuning in, where can they go, what can they bring, and when is the last day that they can donate?
The last day would be December 31st. That day, we are actually only open until 1, so that's a good thing to know. They can bring any kind of canned good or non-perishable items, so like, you know, those box meals, I'm blanking on other stuff, but
no, you're fine. Canned, vegetables and fruits. Now, obviously, there's a limitation when it comes to things like meats, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, canned meats are fine, but I mean anything that doesn't need to be refrigerated, basically.
Okay. Perfect. Again, and plenty of opportunities. You got about, it's a solid 10 and a half days. Again, with the shortened hours there on the 31st, you got to keep that in mind. So very cool. A lot of opportunities to give back to the community. And the library's got one for you here with the canned food drive in partnership with that Salvation Army. But just before those donations end, it looks like you guys have got a little party for the kiddos to bring in the new year as well.
Yeah, we do. It's a children's pajama party. It's like a holiday party. We're going to have crafts and activities, all sorts of fun stuff happening for that. It's kind of a last, it'll basically be our last program for the year. So it'll be fun. That is on December 27th at 4 p.m. And it's for kids ages, preschool to up to 10 years old.
Perfect. Awesome. So, what's happening? Is it, I'm sure there's going to probably be a little bit of food involved, maybe some drinks sodas, obviously.
Yeah, and snacks, some crafts and activities. I know there will be a story time for our children's librarian loves story time, so we're going to do that.
Hopefully some Christmas or New Year's Eve
Something, themed.
Very neat, very neat. So, very cool. It's coming up on the 27th. What time did you say it was happening?
At 4 p.m.
4 p.m., okay. So, again, is it, come one, come all, or do you guys need registrations? Do you kind of need reservations to know how many people you're getting there?
Come one, come all. It's all good.
Yeah, very cool. And as she had said, it's kind of the last last grab of 2018 events going on over there at the library. Take your kids. Fun story time. I've heard great things of the stories. The storytelling over there as well. And a great opportunity, again, just to fill some time with the kiddos. It's Christmas break. They're out of school. You got to fill some time for them somehow. Stick them in the library. Have them do some crafts. Meet some friends. Mm-hmm. And very, very cool. So... Well, looks like you guys continuing on again. Either giving back, trying to fundraise yourselves, or in bettering yourselves in the community as well. But you got the soup night coming up in January as well. That's a fundraiser that you guys put on. So, real quick, let's just kind of give the overview of exactly what happens at these soup nights, and then we'll dive deeper into the details.
Yeah. So this year it's on January 24th. I believe that's a Thursday.
Okay.
It's usually around lunchtime between like 1 and 2. I'm not entirely sure on the times at this point because it's still in the planning stages. But we already have a lot of signups for donations of soups from the library board. So that's great. So for $5, people can come and have lunch. They get to try 3 different kinds of soup, or three little cups of one soup, however they want. It also comes with a drink and some crackers, and it's a it is our big fundraiser of the year. It helps we want to get or anything helping to benefit the library.
Yeah, you know, it's usually, you know, once a year that organizations or privately owned places like that will throw a fundraiser, because as great as the services are that the public library has, they're not free. And
no.
We need to give back to the library as much as the library is giving back to the community with them. I mean, for example, this canned food drive. So, again, a great way to support the library as well. And for me, what a perfect opportunity. I'm very picky.
Mm-hmm.
So when I come to a place, I wouldn't say picky, but I have a hard time with options. So
yeah.
When I come to a place and there's several different soups, I got to have more than one.
Well, yeah. So that's why we provide three little cups for people to choose one or three different kinds, because I know there's several people who have signed up to bring all sorts of soups. Like there's going to be a broccoli and cheese soup. There's,
oh, yeah.
There's always a chicken and noodle. That's like the big favorite.
Yeah, the classic.
And I know there are others, but I'm not 100% sure what all they are. But yeah.
I think you're right. The 24th does look like a Thursday there.
Yes.
So yeah, that Thursday is when it's all going down. How, again, you know, is this a reservation type of base? You said it was $5 to get in. Is that at the door or can you pay?
It's at the door. They can pre-order. I know we can do that. I don't have all the details for that because
I'm still in the planning process,
but I know we will be advertising it more and more as time goes on.
Great stuff.
Especially
yeah.
after the new year hits.
Certainly, yeah, and us here at the radio will keep our listeners up to date with the fundraiser as well. So it sounds like you are you're good to go on the soup. Is there anything out there that our listeners can do to help you guys in this pre-planning period? Is there things that you need to go along with the soup night? Is there volunteers that you may need to help set up with those, or is it kind of submit your soups at this point?
This point, I think we're covered,
okay.
I believe. It is being put on by the Library's Foundation Board, so they're kind of in charge of all the volunteers and whatnot. So if people want to help, they can contact the Foundation Board. Otherwise, I would say, you know, come and enjoy a, you know, $5 thing of soup.
Yeah.
So.
Well, hey, say you're on the other side of it though, and you're the cook, and you want to submit your soup. Is it the same board that you would need to go to get the soup? Is there a cutoff day that you can to get those in? I mean, we've obviously got about a month until we're there.
Yeah.
Or do you guys have too many soups already?
I'm not entirely sure. Okay. That would be a question for the foundation board.
Okay.
If people want to submit a soup and contact the library, we'll certainly find the information for whoever they need to talk to.
Certainly.
But yeah, off the top of my head, I don't know.
Gotcha. Okay, great. Yeah, no, it's again a good opportunity to support and give back to our great public library that we have. Numerous accounts of people. I myself have not made a visit over there, but numerous accounts of people that tell me how great it is and the effort that we've put back into it as well. It gives right back to our community. So a great way to do that. Don't forget the canned food drive all the way through the month of December. We got that fundraiser coming up on the 24th of January, and then the 27th is the kids' PJ party. Looks like we've got some good events for the next about month or so at the public library. But
yeah.
Again, Rachel Rose joining us here this morning with the public library. Did you have any final notes for our listeners?
No, not today.
Not today, yeah. Again, slow time of the year. Just really want to wish you a very Merry Christmas for the upcoming holiday season. Enjoy. Drive safe up to Fredonia and Independence, wherever you go with that.
Yeah.
Enjoy not having to clean up the mess, no
yes.
doubt about. But again, that's Rachel Rose with the Coffeyville Public Library. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.